Shelvin, you've got the most playoff experience of anyone on this team. You've been there. You know how great that can be. How disappointed are you right now to be here and not having, I guess, achieved that goal for this team?
I wouldn't say disappointed. I'll just say, never mind. You can say disappointed. It's kind of rough knowing those certain situations, certain games we had opportunities to close it out. We just didn't get it done. But like I said, I think it comes with an experience. You don't realize how big of a play like a missed free throw, box out is that can hurt you late in the game. Just like little things like that.
What do you think separates this team from being a playoff team?
I'd probably say like experience. There's certain situations that you just can't teach. I've been blessed to play in a lot of playoff games and also, making deep runs in NCAA tournaments and stuff like that. I think we get a lot of experience just from the game last night against Kobe, just dealing with the atmosphere, not being afraid of the moment.
Shelvin, we know Dante's coming back next year. Where do you see your role fitting in with this team going forward?
Not really trying to think about that. Just try to come in and compete. I know the team has a lot invested in him. He's a great player. Just trying to do what I can do to control the things I can control. Just put myself in the best position to be successful. Get the most playing time, and help the team win.
Just curious about whether this experience with the Jazz was personally gratifying. You'd been on the bench behind a couple of good players in Atlanta, and you got your chance to become a starter. And your assessment of how you did and whatnot.
Yeah, it feels great. It felt great. Early this year, it was my first time in a few years not playing. Last year I wasn't a backup point guard, but I still played a lot in Atlanta, a shooting guard. So this year, it's kind of tough early on knowing you wasn't going to play. But, my motto is think positive, just continue to work. I know there's a possibility, there's a chance that I could be moved or one of those guys could be moved. So that was always in the back of my head. So I just try to stay positive, continue to work. I know how the NBA goes. Now you get an opportunity, you got to make sure you take advantage of it. And I feel like when I got traded here, I took advantage of my opportunity. And I'm just going to continue to work at it.
Hey, Shelvin, what are some of the things that, you'd like to work on for your personal development and, just in order to get better and, just kind of a playoff a previous question. How do you fit in with this team, with Dante coming back?
I think I fit in real good. I can play multiple positions. He can play multiple positions. I feel like next year might be some times that we might be on the court together. So, not really. Not too caught up in, that. Just can, like I said, control the things I can control. And then this offseason, I plan on, work on my ball handling. I feel like I can tighten that up a little bit. And then, catch and shoot. In Atlanta, but for the past three seasons, the point guard in Atlanta do mostly the pick and roll. With this team, you have Gordon and Rodney making plays, so you're kind of in the corner. So trying to get used to that situation.
Shelvin, I know since you've moved here, you've been living out of hotels and that sort of thing. Are you trying to establish a base here now that you have an off season to work with?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to try to find a place to live at this summer. But the first thing, go back. Try to get in my own bed for a few days, enjoy that. But be back out here shortly. I like it out here. It kind of reminds me of home, Lexington, Kentucky. Real quiet, easy going. So enjoying it.
Now that you have a couple of experiences of being Gordon Hayward's NBA teammate, what was that like? Maybe compared to being his college teammate.
He's more talkative and more outgoing. In college, like a real quiet kid from Brownsburg. Now he got some personality, got a little swag with his hair. So it's a little different. It's still same old Gordon. Still love playing video games on the plane, stuff like that.
How about him as a player as well?
He's more aggressive, and he wants to be more involved and stuff. Not afraid of the moments, ready to take on those challenges, and competes hard every day. Majority of the games, he's kind of guarding the perimeter's best. But he's guarding the other guy's best player. So, and then he's coming down and averaging 20. You know, shows a lot about his character and like the work he's put in the offseason.